This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early winter, the transition week to the sparrow-flocking moon in the third week of the sun in Sagittarius. The sun now reaches slightly more than 1 degree from its lowest position in the sky. Its declination stays within a degree of solstice until January 8th, producing a period of solar stability similar to the one between June 4th and July 8th. At night, the winter sky is already in place. By midnight, the Pleiades and Taurus are almost overhead, Orion fully visible behind them. To the upper left of Orion come Castor and Pollux, the twins of Gemini. And on the night of December 13th and the morning of the 14th, the Geminid meteor shower flies out of the north heavens near the twins. Several days after the Geminids, the Ursid meteors come out from Little Dipper, a small constellation just to the east of the North Star. And since the new sparrow-flocking moon is dark, it should offer no impediment to your meteor watching. People once found a higher truth in these early winter showers, the truth of the miraculous. And the Jewish Festival of Lights, for example, and Christian Christmas, with its star of wonder, dovetail easily with the appearance of December's meteor. These traditions follow the shooting starlight with hopeful and celebratory ceremonies, which humans often use to face the cold and the gloom of the months past solstice. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of early winter. In the meantime, watch for shooting stars, high truth in the night sky. Poor Will's Almanac for 2015 is now available. For a sample of this new annual and for information on how to order your copies, visit www.poorwillsalmanac.com. And that's almanac with a K.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.